I bet you like this song too, Mike.
No, I'm good.
No.
Are you sure, Mike? That sounds like something you'd
like. You were just swaying too.
Well, it is.
Yeah, we know how you are with your taste of choice of music. Yeah. Yes. We're gonna make a top five Mike
first
list
of all.
Music.
Yeah.
First.
We're gonna
of
have
all.
Like you like things that sound like kid bops.
First of all, I was a kid back when most of these songs came out. Yesterday's list was about what Bo was singing, not what I was singing.
It wasn't a top five
list of songs I love. It was what Bo loved.
Don't change the conversation, Mike. You know, Tiffany's right. You like boppy songs. What you did was you compiled a list of garbage.
And
first off, we're not talking about Hootie and the Blowfish. We're talking about the list you compiled for me. And you took songs, and you probably did the same thing for Tiffany last week. And you compiled songs that you like and tried to push them on us.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what happened.
That's right.
No,
not good songs. Songs you would be singing.
Exactly.
Not
what.
Songs you'd be jamming to.
But
songs
I wasn't.
You'd be singing
I wasn't.
In the car.
You know what? I played along.
Tiff, your list was spot on. I don't even know what
you're
doing.
Not all of it.
And you know what's funny? Y'all are talking about being boppy. Tiff had DMX in there. You had Jay-Z.
Whoa,
what are you talking about?
How is DMX boppy?
That's what I'm saying. Don't tell me I like boppy music and made these lists boppy.
Jay-Z's a little boppy.
I'm going to back on track here because we have a lot to get to in this segment, which is brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. All right. Bronny James signing a multi-year guaranteed contract with the Lakers. That's according to Shams Charania and according to other reports as well. So the question was asked, they did a press conference, question was asked if he ever thought about playing with his dad. And let's take a listen to what Bronny had to say.
You know, I always try to put that narrative of me trying to get my name out for myself. But just coming in and trying to get better, you know, Rob has told me that there's a great development system here. So I just want to come in and get my work in and get better every day. But I never really had a thought of, you know, me going to play with my dad, but that's always, you know, there to take part of. But that wasn't a main focus of mine to do.
I never thought about playing with my dad, but I only worked out for two teams, one of which my dad has played for the last 5 to 6 seasons. Plus, he sounds just like his dad.
He does sound just
like
his dad.
I mean, he sounds identical to LeBron. And give kudos real quick. Give kudos to LeBron and his wife, Savannah.
I'm such a Savannah
standing
fan.
In the back. They didn't make the moment. And I think LeBron has had enough moments, and this is probably part of it, where he did not make this about him.
Yeah.
Sit away. I love that. I think that is such a classy move, but go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I'm gonna get out of the way because I've already given my thoughts on LeBron, on Bronny last week when all this was kind of playing out and the draft was going on, and you didn't get a chance to speak on it, but it's a mixed bag for me. I don't have a problem at all with the Lakers drafting LeBron James. I don't even have a problem if LeBron directed them to do that. I have a problem where Rich Paul comes into play, and Rich Paul is phoning teams saying, do not draft Bronny. And he's also telling people, we are not signing a two-way contract. That is not something that's going to happen. So it's cool when it just happens kind of organically. Like if you want to draft Bronny because, you know, listen, his dad's there and you think it's a cool story, it's an entertainment business, but where Rich Paul comes into play is kind of where I got sidetracked with it. So I am curious to kind of hear your thoughts because we haven't heard from you yet since all the Bronny James stuff. I don't mind. I would say 80% of it. It is what it is. I think I would love to be in a position where I can get my son drafted to my team, but that's just not going to be possible.
Well, I think you nailed it there for me. I completely agree with everything you said right there about I don't really care if LeBron said it or not. I have no issues with that. The issues I have is where you try to tell all of us we're idiots and we're dumb and we don't know what we just saw. I don't care about the nepotism part. Whatever, who cares? Like it's happened for so often.
Thank you.
The fact that I don't like nepotism, but I see it in our industry very much. Nepotism
it's
is rampant
it's
in our
everywhere.
Industry. What I don't like is telling me, I didn't really think about playing with my dad. Yes, you did. You worked out for two teams. Your agent is your dad's best friend, okay? What I care about is the fact that J.J. Redick, had he not taken this job,
he would be
Lakers.
All over this.
You just, the fact, how many players, and I, this is not a knock on what he went through because I understand it was a huge health scare, but how many people can go through the heart condition that he did, play 25 games, and average less than 5 points, I think, in those games in college basketball and be drafted second and get a guaranteed contract and not even a two-way deal. That has nothing to do with other than the fact of who your dad was. And you know what? I don't give a damn. Just don't tell me I'm stupid and I'm not seeing what I'm seeing. We all see it. That's fine. I hope Bronny goes out there and proves everyone wrong for doubting that. He does have doubters. That is real. But just say, you know what? I'm lucky. I grew up LeBron's kid. I got the best coaching ever. And I'm going to go out here and prove to y'all that I'm going to earn and deserve this. And that's fine. And he said some of that. Just don't say the obvious things that are so blatantly obvious and say, that's not true.
Mark this date down, July 3rd. I agree with every single thing he just said.
Same.
Mark it down.
Same.
Well said.
Let's hit a TB's two-part timeout.
The job market is constantly changing, and at Bowling Green State University, we're evolving too, working with industries to develop innovative majors in education, engineering, business, and healthcare that will give you an edge when you enter the workforce. BGSU is ranked as the number one public university in Ohio for career preparation by the Wall Street Journal. Personalized career coaching, networking opportunities, and hands-on immersive learning set you up for success. That's the BGSU experience. Learn more at bgsu.edu/careerready.